You're listening to The Morning Minute with Job 210 Ministries.
2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. When I'm brought back to the creation story and the fall of man, and I look at how the serpent deceived Eve, and how he used her desire for knowledge, her desire to self-improve, and that was the key thing that he used to lead her astray, to make her doubt whether or not actually commanded things the way she thought they were, and look at all the benefits you would gain from having those. And I think about us, and so many times how we say, well, yeah, it's not exactly a good thing, but look at the good I might gain if this works out the right way. And I think many times we set ourselves up to be deceived in very much the same way that Eve was. It's not something that Satan stopped doing that first time in the garden. It's something he continues to do to try to pull us away from Jesus on a daily basis. So with that knowledge, go forward in life ready for that, ready to fight against that and combat Satan at every turn. Have a great day.